Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 20th, I'm going to look ahead to the NBA games on the schedule and give out my best bets for the NBA games today. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been about a week since we've done the pod, since we had the NBA All-Star break, so I'm so excited to be back. I miss talking about the NBA. I miss looking at all the spreads and props and betting lines for basketball. I tried getting into college basketball. I'm a college basketball fan, but it's just not the same. So I'm super stoked to be back talking about the NBA. All right, let's get it. So let's take a look at the NBA games on the schedule today. First slate of games since the All-Star break. We got 6 games, and I believe 2 of them are on national TV for TNT. We'll start at the top, the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Detroit Pistons. The Bucks are 13.5-point favorites. The over-under total is set at 225.5. I'm leaning the Milwaukee Bucks here. Rested Bucks team, should have all their guys healthy and ready to go. Playing a not very good Pistons team who does not have much talent anymore since they traded Andre Drummond. They no longer have Blake Griffin, who's on injured reserve. And they just bought out Reggie Jackson, who is intending to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers if he hasn't done so. So not much talent for the Pistons. And yeah, so I think the Bucks on this road here, they go into Detroit and they smash the Pistons. And I'll take the under here. I don't see much scoring coming from the Pistons. A lot coming from the Bucks, but they might blow them out early, and I could see them not playing the stars in the fourth. So give me the Bucks, and I'll take the under. Next, we got the Miami Heat playing the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat are a 6.5-point favorite. The total is 229. I'm rolling with the Miami Heat here. I think they're one of the best teams in the NBA. They still don't have Tyler Hero, and they don't have Myers Leonard, but it's all right. They have enough guys that can step up and fill those two guys' spots. And they got arrested Jimmy Butler, who didn't play much during the All-Star break, and maybe he was pissed off that he didn't play very much in the game. So we could see a very pissed off Jimmy Butler and a Miami team that needs some urgency if they want to establish themselves as one of the top teams in the NBA, and maybe even catch some of the top teams in the East, like the Bucks. So I think they need to come out and they need to get a win. And I know this Atlanta Hawks team's been pretty scrappy, and they've been fun to bet on. I'm still waiting on until they get Clint Capella. But in this game against a Heat team coming off the break, I think the Heat are too much for the Hawks to handle. So 6.5 is a little bit high. I think Atlanta could keep this close, especially towards the end. They have guys that can just hit a lot of crazy shots. But I'll lean the Heat -6.5, and I'll take the over 229. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I know the Heat not only push the pace, but they shoot the ball really well, and they get up a lot of three-point shots. They're top 10 in the league in three-point shots. They're second in three-point makes. Obviously, we can look back at the first half of the season and take as much from that, but we don't want to lean too much on all the totals and stuff, because that's what's funny about the NBA. I feel like it's more short-term stuff than long-term stuff, but I just think there's a lot of points scored on both ends here. So give me the over in this game. Next, Hornets at the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls are a 4.5-point favorite, and the over-under set at 211. I actually like the Hornets here on the road. The Bulls don't have Otto Porter. They don't have Kendrick Dunn. They don't have Denzel Valentine. They don't have Lauri Markkanen. They don't have Chandler Hutchinson, and they don't have Wendell Carter Jr. I just don't trust that team. Let's say they even had a few of those guys. I still don't really trust them. They're just an interesting team. This Hornets team's been pretty scrappy. And I actually really like this team when they actually had PJ Washington. They came into the All-Star break on a 2-game winning streak, and the Bulls came in on a 6-game losing streak. They're both 3-7 in their last 10, but I like this Hornets team better than the Bulls team. They're healthier, and I think they got more guys that maybe we'll play a little bit harder than this Bulls team. So give me the Hornets, and I'm going to take the under. These two teams didn't score a lot of points last time they played, so I'll take the under. Next, we got the Brooklyn Nets at the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers are a 7.5-point favorite. Over-under is 214.5. taking the Sixers here at home. They've been the best, if not one of the best teams. I just flipped that around. Whatever. They've been one of the best teams at home this all season. 25-2. Terrible on the road, but good at home. They're rested now. I know that Ben Simmons is a game time decision. I imagine he plays. We should, now that they got those role players they got for at the deadline, they've now had a couple weeks to get, learn the system, figure out where they're going to be inside the rotation. So I think they start figuring it out a little bit more. Nets team announced today that they probably won't have Kyrie Irving for the rest of the season. They've been perfectly fine without him. I wouldn't be surprised if they put up a fight in this game. I'm just going to lean the Sixers at home. I'm going to trust that they now rested and now at home, and that they continue to be one of the best teams. The Nets have been all right on the road this year, but nothing too well. They're 9-16 on the road. They've been better at home. So I'll take the Sixers, and I'll take the over. I think these two teams will end up scoring a lot of points. Second to last game here, Memphis at Sacramento. Memphis is a point favorite, and the over-under set at 229.5. I'm leaning Memphis here. I think this should maybe even be higher. I think Memphis will dominate this game. They're a more talented team than Sacramento. They have more to fight for. They need to try and put some distance between themselves and the rest of the, like, Blazers, Spurs, Pelicans trying to fight for the playoffs. Because the Grizzlies are in the eighth spot right now, so they need to put some distance between themselves, and they need to win these must-win games. And I feel like they're the more talented, better team than the Kings, so they should be able to go in and smack this Kings team. I haven't trusted the Kings all year. I'm taking the over in this game. I think these two teams will get up and down. We know that Memphis likes to get up and down, and the Kings have the guys to do it, so I can see them trying to match Memphis's tempo and this thing getting up in the 240 range. So give me the Grizzlies and the over. All right. Last game of the night, Houston Rockets at the Golden State Warriors. Houston is a 10-point favorite. Golden State, the total is 232.5. Man, this is it's a tricky one. That's a lot of points. And especially coming off the All-Star break. And I honestly don't think Andrew Wiggins hurt them that bad. He might even be better than D'Angelo Russell. This is tricky. I'm going to lean Warriors here, plus 10 at home. I think Houston, they got two more guys off the waiver wire or buyout, whatever. They got Jeff Green and Damari Carroll. So a couple other switchable forwards they got to try and implement. And, yeah, I think Houston ends up winning this game, but just 10 points is a lot. That's a lot of points. Honestly, they are better than this Golden State team. They probably are 10 point better than them, but, it's just a lot of points. I'm going to lean the Warriors. Maybe I'm wrong, but whatever. I'll lean the Warriors, and I'll lean the over. We know the Rockets like to get up, and this Warriors team now rested, and they're 12th in pace. Not much to say in this game. I'm kind of looking at it, and it kind of caught my eye a little bit. I wasn't really paying attention to this game, but it's kind of interesting. I can see the Warriors causing some trouble tonight, and maybe throwing off some betting lines or some teasers or some parlays. So, I mean, this Golden State team's scrappy, and they got to win some games. Who knows here? So, I'll take Golden State plus 10, and I'll take the over. All right, that's it for the games today. When we come back, we will get into my best bets for the day. Welcome back. Let's get into my best bets for the day. Before, there are no top props for the day. I was kind of looking around, got off work a little late, didn't end up really seeing any of these props that I like. So I'm going to stay away from the props today and just focus on team bets for right now. But don't worry, top props are not going anywhere. They'll probably be back tomorrow. So no worries. We all know whenever Nikola Jokic is playing, I'll be on that assist. But for now, let's stick to the best bets. We'll start at the top. I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies -1. I said it before, I think they're just a better team than Sacramento. I don't think Sacramento is very good. They have talent. I just don't think they know how to really put it together yet, and they still have a lot of questions there just within the coaching staffs and within the organizations and maybe even the players themselves. So I don't like this King team. I think the Grizzlies have a lot more to play for. Better team. They've been one of the best teams on the road, or not on the road. They've been one of the best teams against the spread all year. 1 point is just not very much. I thought this thing might even be Grizzlies minus three. It actually opened up as Kings as the favorite. Yeah, just baffling. I just think the Grizzlies, they got a lot to play for. They need to get that distance, like I was saying before. Because they have this Blazers team coming, but really they have the New Orleans Pelicans they got to try and get away from. If they can get a couple games ahead of them, so by the time when the playoff stuff start looking ahead and maybe the Grizzlies have a tiebreakers or there's not enough games left, they have the chance of getting in and being out the Pelicans. They need to win games like this. So give me the Grizzlies minus one. That is my best bet. My best bet of the night. Wow, that is a weird one to say. I tweeted out last night as soon as I saw it. Yeah, so give me the Grizzlies. I'm all over that. I think they blow out the Kings tonight in Sacramento. Next, I'm taking the Charlotte Hornets plus five. I think I said it was plus four and a half earlier, but this is what I got it at last night. I just don't like the Bulls. I kind of like the Hornets. I bet on the Hornets a little bit throughout the year. They burn me sometimes, but actually they've been pretty profitable for me, just in certain spots, and I think this is a nice spot to get them. This Bulls list of injuries is longer than guys who are actually playing, so it's ridiculous. I don't think the Bulls have anything to play for. The Hornets don't have really anything to play for either, but I don't know. I like the Hornets better. I like Devontae Graham. I like PJ Washington. I just think that is... I think that'll be enough for this Hornets team to get past a pretty sloppy Bulls team, in my opinion. So give me the Hornets plus five. Next, I'm taking the Heat first half minus 2.5. I was trying to maybe take the... I was thinking about taking the Heat for the full game at minus six. Just seemed like a lot of points to me, and I didn't want to bet against them, and I wasn't going to take the Hawks plus six. So I stayed away from that, and I decided to go to the first half. So the Heat have been one of the best first half teams all year. They've been one of the best first half against the spread teams all year. I think they need to put together a really good second half of the season to try and make sure they keep home court advantage, or maybe even try to move up to one of those top seeds to solidify themselves and maybe get away from one, or like, or that way like they don't have to play the Bucks or something in the second round. And I think they can become one of these top teams. I really like the Miami Heat. I just think they come out and they're going to put the clamp on Atlanta right away. Same type of thing with Memphis. I think they need to get wins when they can, and this is a must win for Miami, and they can't really afford to fool around or mess around in these scenarios. Yes, they're fine in the playoffs, but I think they want more and they want to solidify that home court. So go get a win, and I think they get on them early and take it. So just one possession at halftime, I think the Heat will be up even maybe 2-3 possessions. And I was thinking about taking the six. The six is a good number. The Heat are a good team, but I kind of like the Hawks, but it's a scary game. So I'm taking the Heat early, and that way I don't have to sweat them like winning the game at the end. And then next, I'm actually going to stick with this game, and I'm going to take the over 230.5. Same type of thing. I don't want to sweat out a winner, but I will root for points. And I think these two teams will get up and go. So the last time they played, it was 135 to 121. I think we can see a very similar thing like that. The Heat will put the clamps on Atlanta's high-powered offense. They do. And yes, I think Atlanta will still get theirs, but I think in the end it won't matter, and the Heat will be like that. They'll be up 135 to 118, and yes, the Hawks got to 118, but the Heat got to 140 or whatever. So I think the Heat get out in front, and then I think the Hawks are trying to play catch up, and we see a lot of points scored. We could see a big game from Trae Young, see a big game from Jimmy Butler. I just really like these two teams. I don't really like the Hawks offense going against the Heat defense, but I just think over time points will be scored. So I'll take the over 230.5 in Heat at Hawks. All right, that's it. I'm sticking with four bets right now. We're not going to get too crazy. Just coming off the All-Star break, I know maybe I've had five or six in the past. We'll start leading up there before the right before the All-Star break, I hit a little bit of a cold stretch, and I think it was because I was betting a lot of games kind of blindly. So we're going to settle it down, pick 3-4, and then we'll add in a top prop or two and keep it around 5 or 6 bets for a little bit. So that way we're not straining ourselves too thin and getting crazy trying to pick all the games. So yeah, those are the four right now. Real quick, we'll just go through the top of them. Taking Grizzlies -1. It might even be 1.5, but sometimes I take it up to 3. The Hornets +5. Might be +4.5. I'm taking the Hornets, as I think the Hornets win outright. Heat +1.5 -2.5, and the Heat at Hawks over 230.5. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I know we have a little hiatus, so I appreciate you guys coming back and listening to my my thoughts and opinions on these picks. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge. You guys follow the podcast at TD Sports Podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe to whatever podcast app you guys are listening to. It'll really help me out. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. The NBA is back. I hope you're all excited, and I hope all your bets cash tonight. Good luck, and we'll see you.